The boom that Fed spending at the city of Seattle is starting to slow, and that could affect how much of the new business head tax revenues will really go to new spending on homelessness. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports.
The bloom is off the boom.
What you see is continued growth in employment, but at lower rates of growth.
This is Ben Noble, director of Seattle's budget office, at a council meeting in late April. Amazon's second headquarters is expected to slow hiring here, reducing office construction. Ben Noble.
And you'll note that for 19 and 20, we show that declining, right? So we are actually anticipating a slow downturn in construction activity.
Seattle has been overspending its budget for several years now. Boom revenue, like from construction, has been covering the gap. But with tax money from construction starting to slow, Noble says,
you can't do that on a sustained basis.
Projections for 2019 show a shortfall in the general fund of $28 million. Noble says spending on homelessness is why. He says we don't have room in the budget for long-term spending on homelessness as it is.
The demand for those services, far from declining, is continuing to increase.
Last week, City Council passed a head tax that would rake in $47 million for homelessness in 2019. Most of it could end up being used to cover the budget shortfall caused by current homelessness spending. But much could change. Mayor Jenny Durkin hasn't agreed to City Council's plan to spend the head tax money, and she is asking city departments to cut spending. In Seattle, I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.